This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the CULytics Summit here in Seattle, Washington, where the sun is out. Jen, no more rain, for at least for a while.
I think it's wonderful, yeah.
I know, it's actually beautiful up here. Very green, gorgeous, typical Seattle and the great Northwest. And we are here with Jen Flexer from CEFQ.
Citizens Equity First Credit Union.
All right.
Originally with Caterpillar's Credit Union.
Oh, okay, right on. And where are you guys located?
We're in Peoria, Illinois.
Oh, nice. So, yeah. Right, almost in the heart of America.
The heart of the heartland, yes.
You got it. So, all right, so how's the conference going for you? We're, I think, in day 2.5 or something like that.
Day 2.
Lost track.
been great so far. Just really a wealth of information. Lots of people sharing some wonderful ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm especially looking forward to sharing at my session tomorrow.
Oh, you have a session
I
tomorrow?
I do have a session
tomorrow.
Oh,
you did not divulge this before recording.
I was holding out on you. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I actually am really excited to be here because really it was the project that I'm going to be talking about has its roots in the CULytics community.
Okay.
About 5 years ago, I met with one of the keynote speakers from that session and since that time, we put together a project, and we've taken a look at checking attrition for my credit union, and it's a workflow that we've had in place now for about 2.5 years, and I'm here to share some of the results, but we've seen attrition drop by 70% compared to a control group, so we're thrilled with that.
What does that mean? What exactly does that mean?
That means...
drops by 70%.
With the workflow that we've got, when
right.
we intervene with these members who we consider to be at risk,
right.
70% less of them close their account or disengage
compared
to the control group.
Okay, gotcha. Well, that's great news.
I sounded like I knew what I was talking about scientifically,
and you do.
Didn't I?
And you
great?
Do. Well done.
And I'm only on my first cup of coffee. It's amazing.
You're doing great. You're doing great. So cool. So you're going to be presenting this tomorrow.
I will be. That's really exciting. Yes, 8:30 tomorrow. So looking forward to that.
So what sparked the idea to get something, a project like this going?
Sure. Because
obviously you guys wanted to investigate and see what's going on with the membership. So give us kind of what sparked this idea.
Sure. Illinois, I've lived in Illinois for almost 30 years, and it's a great state. But particularly downstate, it's a little bit of a rust belt area. And so the population isn't growing, and so if you want to continue to grow, you have two options. You can bring people in, or you can sort of reduce the loss on the back end. You know, we already thought we were doing a good job of bringing in new accounts, but we wanted to take a look and see what we could do that might induce people to stay with us.
Okay,
longer.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Wow, so cool. Well, I'm anxious to watch this tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm looking forward.
I think tomorrow's going to be a really interesting day to see all these projects and stuff that Creatians are doing.
Yeah.
So great ideas all around. So my next question was like, hey, what brought you here? Now I know what brought you here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, is there any other reason, though, that brought you here? Because obviously there's some great content going on in there. So.
Absolutely. Well, I came out a couple of days early because Stakana, the company that put this together for us, is also based in Seattle, so I was able to do check-in with them, which is...
Two birds with one stone.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then over the weekend, I was able to take a little time for myself and check out the Space Needle.
Downtown Seattle?
Yeah, it has a glass floor. I'm not a fan of heights.
That was an adventure.
Yeah.
Me neither.
But...
Wow. So other than your session tomorrow, what are some takeaways or maybe some highlights that you've seen so far?
Well, we were really... Our keynote yesterday morning was amazing.
Yeah.
He was talking about the next industrial revolution.
Fourth industrial revolution. Yeah.
Yes, with the artificial intelligence, which of course is interesting to me because AI is part of what's driving the results behind our project.
Okay.
And you know, AI gets a bad name, and AI can seem like magic, but the truth of it is, it's just a tool like so many other things.
Well, it's like what he said up there.
Exactly.
It's just a tool, and it's only as good as the data that you have as
Exactly. It really challenges people to examine the biases of the data and the assumptions that they build in. So I loved that. And then, of course, there's just so many credit union people here. I love the credit union industry. We're so collaborative, but there's been a lot of really kind of practical ideas for how to bring the whole culture along to engage with analytics, which I love.
And you can't breathe data analytics without, you know, talking. It's in every breath we take almost. You know, you can't. Can't do much these days without talking about data.
Absolutely.
So it sounds like your creating is right there, aligned with that message and getting the word out.
Absolutely. And I work with a great team. One of my colleagues is here to bring some ideas back to her research team, and then got some people at home. We have a great team.
Right on. And then last question for you, what are you going to take away from here? Because obviously, again, there's a lot of great content and anything.
Well, it's too soon to say because we've still got a day and a half left.
You're right.
I want to go into it with an open mind. Okay. Already I feel like not just the ideas but the connections that you make here are amazing. I know that I have some people I'm going to stay in touch with. So.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Good deal. Yeah, and so we're, like you said, we're such a collaborative group. That,
very much so.
And especially in the data arena, you really got to collaborate because it changes so fast.
Absolutely.
So yeah, you
got to
stay on top of it for sure. So, but it sounds like you guys are doing a great job in your neck of the woods. So yeah, well done.
Well done.
All right, Jen. Well, anything else to add? Any final thoughts?
Well, hi, Mom. I couldn't help it. Sorry.
Indeed. All right, Jen. Well, I'll let you get back in there. They're just starting for this morning, but thank you again for your time and look forward to your session tomorrow.
Thank you.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.